Welcome back to Coffee in 60-ish Seconds by Coffee with the Queen. Today we're going to talk about coffee, scientific studies, and sexual performance. A 2005 study focusing on the sex drives of rats exposed to caffeine for the first time found that the caffeinated females returned to the same partners for more loving and remained there until they got some. Those that had a moderate amount of coffee, not the most or the least, showed the largest reaction. While humans and rats are obviously different, the study has interesting implications for humans. Conversely, caffeine has been shown to mess with your blood sugar, which can lead to underperforming adrenal glands, which can lead to too little cortisol and not enough DHEA. And when DHEA goes down, so does sexual drive and response. But another study by the University of Texas has found that men who drank 2 cups a day were 42% less likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction, or ED, compared to the men who didn't. While it was thought, because caffeine narrows blood vessels and causes blood pressure to increase, that there may be a link between caffeine and ED, the opposite may be true. Caffeine, in fact, improves blood flow and artery efficiency, which can actually help decrease instances of ED. Moderate intake of caffeine, of course. On the other hand, if caffeine is keeping you up at night, lack of sleep has been tied to instances of ED. As far as energy goes, caffeine is a stimulant, which can give you that boost that you might need to go for it. But it can also increase anxiety and stress, which can have a negative impact. So, final analysis? It seems that a moderate intake of caffeine can lead to improved performance in the bedroom, or at least I'd like to think so. For more information on everything coffee, please visit our blog, coffeewiththequeen.com.